Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Thank you so much. You've downloaded the final show of the week of our podcast. Not ever, because contractually they have to keep us here.
To the end of the year.
Yeah.
Then we're into the wilderness.
Well, actually, no. Contractually, they have to continue to pay us. They don't have to let us go on the radio.
Wouldn't that be the dream? I mean, I love my job and I love coming to work every day.
I actually do like it here.
No, I do as well. Yes, I do. Yes.
Can I say something?
I found some notes yesterday. Should I not share with Manny Acton?
Do what you want.
Oh, come on.
What?
No, I do. I want to hear this.
We'll save it for after.
We'll save it for
all
after.
All extra business at the end? Okay. Okay. All right.
I don't have to say it.
No, you do have to. We've hooked it through. Okay. We are going to do it. We'll read them out at the end of the podcast. Don't scroll forward. Just keep listening. All right. Here we go. Let's get into today's show.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
On Hit 105. I remember when we were
driving. Look, I admire people. Shout out to those that do the M1 every day because they must have just so much patience. And yesterday it was announced that they're lowering the speed limit. It started yesterday by 10Ks. Now they're doing it in preparation for the Commonwealth Games. They want everyone to get used to it.
What's the theory? What's dropping
they
the speed limit?
They said it's going to reduce congestion and they think it's going to reduce accidents. So right. Is it merging?
Like if people go slower, they can merge better.
Merge easier, yeah.
Yeah, they just said that there's going to be no grace period. They're going to do fines straight away. So some people are saying they were noticing a lot more cameras there yesterday, and they've gone, no, they weren't speed cameras. They were just cameras.
Just cameras.
Selfies. You can take a selfie out the window and then it sends you a little thing on the internet with a little Com Games border around it, like if you go to Movie World.
Yeah, so you've got to put your arms up like you're on a roller coaster.
Look, this guy will know for sure. Steve Spaulding, he's a RACQ spokesperson. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys.
So what is the theory behind lowering the speed limits on the M1?
Well, it's been shown that it is something that really does work. When you drop the speed limit slightly, particularly on a very congested road, you end up smoothing out the traffic flow. And although it might seem that you've dropped the speed slightly, what you end up with is an overall faster speed over a longer distance of road. Mm-hmm. So it does really work.
Why don't we do that normally then, Steve?
Well, I think when you have variable speed limits and you see them on some of the main roads, they're able to do that. But you need them on a long section of road and it needs to be coordinated so that you can gradually adjust the speed and then you bring it down and then you can gradually bring it back up again. So motorists may not even realise at the time that they're just having their speed managed to improve the flow.
Right.
I love Brisbane. My favourite city in the world.
Yeah.
Right. I've lived in Sydney, lived in Melbourne.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this, Brisbane, you are the worst people at merging out of anywhere. No one lets anyone in. For some reason, people think if they are the one car in front of you, they're going to get to their destination a day and a half early. Would you agree, Steve, that we need to maybe just think a bit more courteously on that M1 and just let one car in? One and one.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think life is so much easier for everyone when we're courteous on the road. There is often this territorial aspect that I don't want to give up that patch of road to somebody else. Mm-hmm. But we've all got journeys to do. We've all got to get places. It really makes no difference. In fact, it makes life easier, as I say. Just a bit of courtesy, a bit of respect, give someone a bit of space. That way they move on, they can get their journey done, and you can do the same with yourself.
So during the Commonwealth Games, how long do you think it's going to take for someone to get from here to Brizzy to the Gold Coast?
Well, I think that's already very, very variable. As those that use that road know, there's good days, probably not very often, but there's very, very bad days very often. Mm.
And I guess it would depend on the events that are on, like the swimming finals for gold, that'd be congested, the synchronized swimming.
Oh, don't
be a clear run.
I love the synchronized swimming.
Cool, well, you'll have an easy way down.
So the big question, everyone was saying yesterday that the cops were going to be out in force just to raise revenue for people who got confused. All of those cameras on the M1, were they speed traps?
Look, one thing I am really clear on, and I've had many discussions with the police on this, it's never about revenue raising. Unfortunately, that's always the discussion that you see, But when you think about speed control, safe speeds really make a difference. it does save lives. And motorists, if they just think about that for a moment, that if they are driving at a safer speed, driving to the conditions, it will make it safer for them.
But are they speed cameras?
There certainly are speed cameras, whether they're fixed overhead on a gantry or they're on a trailer or they're in a van. They are a speed camera. They are a detection device. It might be a technical term difference, but I think most motorists would know that. If it's detecting your speed, it's a speed detection device.
Righty.
Yes.
Right.
Well, Steve Spaulding from RACQ, thanks for letting us know. Abby, you're hooking down to the Gold Coast to Savo, aren't you?
Yeah. I don't know what time to leave.
Now.
Okay.
Phone it in.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
We learn what Manny has learned throughout the week. Never stop learning, do you, Dom?
No.
That's and the spirit.
I reflect back and here's what we've learnt this week. Getting to know.
This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
Stav's wifey Kat popped by the studio this week to tell us all about her new comedy show.
Talking about sex and love and Tinder and when it all goes horribly wrong.
Well, we had her here, we thought, seize the day, huh? Let's see how strong their relationship is going. And does she know Stav that well still?
Lover, 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 how well do you know me?
We've asked Stav a series of questions, and we're going to see whether your answers match up.
Okay. I love you.
Oh, that's confidence. That's...
Where was the first place you guys kissed?
In his bed.
In my bed.
Who is Stav's hall pass?
I'm going to say Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn or David Duchovny?
He's in town.
I know.
What friend of yours annoys Stav the most?
Oh, God.
I know.
Are you insane?
I have to answer the question.
She will come after you.
I know.
It's Carla.
Carla, but don't say her name. She'll know who it is. Carla.
Bet your things got a little frosty at home that afternoon.
Of a pub with no beer.
Oh, Brisbane, do we have an opportunity for you? We have the chance to buy a piece of history in our great city.
An iconic piece of Brisbane is up for sale. We all know the Normanby and the Normanby Five Ways. It's up for sale for $20 million.
Now, the thought of owning our own pub seems pretty amazing, so Abby and I got the ball rolling.
You think we could buy it?
I will put in $10,000 right now.
What?
I'll put in
$10,000
well,
cash.
Well, I'll put in $10,000 too. I want to be
the main stakeholder here.
I don't have that money.
Well, I do. I just sold a house and I got some cash to bid.
My grandmother's...
still alive, unfortunately.
She's not doing the best, so I'm going to put in
$40,000. Woo!
What are you going to do?
I'm going to put in a cool $50.
After we offered up money we're not even sure we have, we thought, let's get some investors.
Yeah, I want to put in $50.
Yeah.
I think it'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it? Oh, mate, he was saying about $11 if everyone chipped in, so I figure it's $11 a share. I'll take 5 shares.
Perfect. 5 shares, $55.
$55.
Boom. You've Bitcoined it there, Frank. Well done.
I'm quite happy to donate $200.
$200. Now, it's not donate, it's be part of a business, but I love your attitude.
I would like to put in
$100,000?
I think it's a great investment.
We're at $142,305.
You don't think we should call the Normanby now?
Not yet, no.
Just be humble. Say we've got a deposit up.
We get all the money from the people and we just go to the pub and drink.
No.
We're a little ways off, but it's still a possibility, Brisbane. If you want to not donate, but invest, call us right now or hit our Facebook page. Now, I think it was Madonna who once said, music makes the people come together. But I learned this week that's not always the case, especially with Delta Goodrum's new song.
I'm just gonna say it and I don't know how you take it. I think about you naked when I'm looking at you.
If we say something a little bit naughty in conversation, we'll get a complaint from time to time.
But if you sing it, it's fine.
It's sexy and cute and nice when Delta sings it. Imagine if there was an Australian male artist who that song came across. If someone wrote that song and went, here, either you can have it, Delta.
Guy Sebastian would be okay with it. You don't think if he sung it?
Imagine like a Knowlesy or someone.
No, yeah. Not Knowlesy, but a Guy Sebastian.
And I've re-sung the song.
Oh, gosh.
Just to prove it. Oh. I'm just gonna say it, and I don't know how you'll take it. I think about you naked when I'm looking at you. My imagination got me losing concentration. I think about you naked when I'm looking at you. Always do, 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 about you. Do, 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 think about you.
And I want every woman who talks to Maddie today to remember that lyric.
When Stav and I hang out with Abby and her hubby Scott, we found it's always best to take popcorn along. Why? Because you never know what's going to happen.
Talking about man caves.
It's a dream of every man.
I had a beautiful one down in Adelaide. Then she dragged me up here to Bris Vegas and I don't have it anymore. Well,
what do you got now?
Nothing.
We're having this fight at the moment because, I don't want him to have one. Because he wants to put these glasses that he collected from all over the world.
Yeah, what?
Why do you think I don't like the glasses?
Well, mate, they're freaking... I don't know why.
Because it was and your ex-girlfriend that got them all.
Oh, that's not at all. That's not what it's all.
It always seems to be harmless fun. Boom! Time to crack open the popcorn because the show begins. Did you think it was Abby that you went with?
I thought it was.
Sorry, I'm not a big fan of them.
It's
so
like
I've got
that
them...
time when Abby thought, well, I went to the movies with it once.
What's this?
It wasn't me.
What happened? And I just kept going hard. It was you. Because it wasn't me. And I was like, yes, it was.
Who was it? If...
I don't.
You don't know who it was?
She doesn't know. She's been, back in the day, tell ya.
Scotty, you're not doing well to get your man cave, babe.
I ain't getting no man cave. Come on.
That's what I've learned this week. And you can catch up on everything with our podcast. It's on the Hit app now.
Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
131060, get on the air right now. Dion, morning buddy, what do you want to chat about?
Hey, how's it going, mate?
Good.
I'm talking about these speed limit drops on the M1, and I was listening to the guy from RACQ before. He'd make a great politician because he managed to answer your questions without actually answering.
Yeah, so people are questioning whether or not their speed cameras got put out because of the 10K drop to revenue raising. Yeah. He reckons no.
Yeah, well, look, I'm a rep and I drive all over Brisbane and Sunshine Coast and up there all day long. And yeah, yesterday there's quite a few more sitting there than there would be normally.
Mm.
Now, it was clearly signed and everything, but my issue is, if it's not purely for revenue raising and safety, then let's say everyone that gets booked yesterday, why don't they just get a warning?
Yeah.
And let's say if you get booked again, then you get double fine because, okay, you're an idiot and you didn't
learn. That's a good point.
See, I agree with that, though, because he's saying it's for safety, but yet we've always had it higher. So if they've lowered it and said, oh, it's for safety, well, then, no, it's not really. I think there should have been a grace period.
There has to be. Let's go to Holland Park now. Olivia's there. Hi.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What are you on for first calls for?
Going to uni on a Friday for only an hour lecture at 12 till like 1.
Can't you just log on and get it online?
I know, but I won't do it later. I'll just,
I always said I was going to, and I never watch any of the lectures online.
Maybe you could just make up that hour in the 10 weeks of holidays that you get, Olivia.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea.
Don't let him put that on you. We get 10 years week on with AU. What are you telling
me? Olivia, he was never a uni student. He doesn't know the pain.
What are you studying, Olivia?
Primary teaching.
Oh, good for you.
Yes. It takes a very special person to become a teacher, I believe.
Oh, thanks.
Do you know what that means, Olivia? It means we know our kids and we say good luck to you.
It's all right. We do get a lot of holidays. So
good on you. Chad from Ipswich. Hey, buddy, what do you want to chat about?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good,
huh?
Chad.
What do you want to talk about?
I know that Stav likes David Duchovny, so I want to ask, who are your favourite celebrities? Kind of thing.
My favourite celebrity? I've always wanted to speak to Eminem, and when he was here last time, Stav stitched me up, and I thought I was talking to Eminem.
Oh, nice, I like
and
it.
That was bad. It was a soundboard. I did... realize.
Oh, so it wasn't even an actor. It was just grabs of...
I was out the front going, what do I ask him? Because I didn't really say much. He kept saying, are you there? I'm like, yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Have we got the audio of that somewhere? No. I would love to hear that.
Probably.
I would love to hear that again.
Matt, who would you like to chat to?
No, I'm going to sound like a wanker, but because I did Hot 30 in a lot of night shows, I've talked to a lot of my idols, like Russell Brand. I was really excited to talk to. Not now because he's become too political.
He's become a bit different.
I really enjoy. I've talked to my favorite interview I've ever done was with Julian Assange.
Oh yeah,
out of like celebrities and everything. I spoke to him from the Ecuadorian embassy, and that it was just interesting to hear how he's living in there.
Yeah,
so that was really great.
What about you, Chad? Who's the one person you'd love to meet?
Oh, that's a long, long list.
Okay, thanks.
Long
anyway.
List.
Well, come on, number one.
Give us one.
Number one. I'm trying to think here. I'll see if I see who's number one. Well, you guys.
Yes. Us. Well,
there
done.
You go.
Well done.
Right, well done.
You've good achieved, job. My friend.
Go back to bed.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Wow. Hey, we send our group messages here. Generally, it's just Maddie and I paying each other out and Stav just observing. But I know that
how many of the messages do you read in our group chat before you actually reply? Or when you reply, you're only just catching up?
No, I wait for one that warrants a response.
Okay. Oh, okay. But we use a lot of emojis and it's like you don't even remember a time before emojis now.
B-E. Before emoji.
It was only a little while ago. But I want to know on 131060, you can call up during this. Do they confuse you? Do you get confused when someone sends you an emoji text, or is there one that you just hate people using? Because they've done a research to find out it's not you, it's your emoji.
Of course it is.
Saying that with dating, girls won't reply back to certain emojis and guys won't reply back to certain ones, and they actually hate it when the opposite sex uses them.
Oh. Eggplant and water. That would get used a lot. Yeah.
For the one that girls aren't replying back to?
Yeah.
Girls are not replying back to the eggplant. You are correct. But no, none of the water one.
Oh, really?
They're replying back to the sweat droplets.
Okay. Oh, they're sweat droplets.
Yeah.
Is that what they are?
That's people are getting confused with some of them. There's a girl like got one hand up and so people think she's asking a question and that's actually supposed to be sassy. Okay, I got sass.
Really?
Sass.
I thought that was like a huh?
No, it's sass.
You know, here's one. You know the one that you think everyone puts as praying?
Yeah. Praying, yes.
I think it can be both.
It's not praying.
You think it's high five?
It's a high five.
No, in Japan, it's a praying one.
Can't it be both?
Ugh, how confusing.
Like, depending on the situation. Like, you wouldn't go, hey, God is good. High five.
Yes, you would.
You would. See if you can guess the ones that men are not replying back to. These are the ones, girls, if you're texting a guy and you don't really know him well, don't. No, they reply back to the eggplant.
Oh, you would.
Yeah, you reply back to the eggplant.
I don't know. Too many love hearts. Like if it's an early chat and there's like the kissing love heart emoji.
No, they love the kisses. The two heart ones they're replying back to. The heart eye ones they reply back to. The laughing cry definitely gets a reply.
Engagement ring.
Engagement ring.
Ah,
engagement ring.
Yeah.
Never use the engagement ring.
Had a great first date. Engagement ring.
And never use the Vulcan salute. I don't even know what that is.
What? Guys shouldn't use the Vulcan salute to girls. That's why, because no girl knows what that is.
Oh, unless she's on the hunt for a virgin, then just Vulcan it up, champion.
And girls never reply back to the clapping emoji or the like bicep one, because I think it's a bit gym focused. Mm. Or the fist pump. Don't use a fist pump if you're trying to chat up a girl.
Friend zone.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you guys thinking violence?
No, I was just thinking it's a bit too...
Hey, buddy. All right.
Yeah, but they're saying that tongue out, like guys really like it when you're doing like the winking one or the tongue out because they think it's a bit cheeky and sexy and flirty.
I think girls shouldn't use the ones, you know, you've got the face ones, but then you've also got the face ones in the form of a cat.
Ah, yeah.
They're saying that no one really uses those on dating websites.
It'd be weird.
Yeah. Cat lady.
Yeah, they're not on dating sites.
Luke has joined us here. Now, Luke is only 16.
Oh.
You don't use emojis, which is weird for someone who's only 16.
No, we've gone back to the old school. Instead of using all emojis with the laughing face and stuff, we use the old keyboard with the semicolon and the smiley face.
Oh.
Semicolon and the... about apostrophe and smiley face for laughing.
Which, vicariously, is also teaching you, what do you call it?
I don't know. What is it teaching you?
It doesn't matter. Right.
How to use a keyboard.
Yeah, that too. That too.
See, this is crazy, Lucas. You're saying I'm out of date by using emojis. All the young kids are gone.
I wouldn't say you're out of date. Adults still use them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we went back to the old ways.
This is going to blow your mind, Luca, but do you know when we had to first send texts, it wasn't predictive text. So you had to press like each letter a few times to be able to get it. Yeah. Crazy times.
You don't know how lucky you are, Luke.
Luca's going to hang up this phone call and go, can we flick over to 4KQ? They're a bit more sprightly. Good on you, buddy. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Did you guys see our Goon Raft this morning? Did you go for your... Oh, you didn't walk this morning,
no,
did
I,
you?
I didn't walk this morning.
I forgot to look.
Wow.
So Goon Lamore, our raft made of goon that we crossed the Brisbane River, is now at the Maritime Museum. If you go over the footbridge there at South Bank, you can see it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or go and check it out. It's a great establishment. Have a kid's birthday party there.
That's a good point.
If you want to go and see it.
Don't just see it from the bridge. Go in and see the rest of the museum.
So the other day when we went to drop it off, we did the cutting of the ribbon and everything.
Yes, we did. And we dressed up and we got a few photos.
Which I'm not happy about, by the way, because I never want to dress up. You guys know I hate dress up.
It was my idea. I chose the costumes.
I was reenacting.
Oh, I thought you were playing an audio grab of me then. That was back. I know I'm whiny when I'm upset, okay?
Salty
as. So I suggested let's dress up as seamen because I used to love the show JAG. Those suits, you know, a man looks good in. I love JAG.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah. I reckon those suits are amazing.
Yeah. And it also annoys me that Stav can wear my jackets and he looks better in them than me. I'll let you guys describe the costume.
I thought you looked like you were going to dance with Channing Tatum from
Hail Caesar.
You look like one of those...
Fluffers.
Fluffers. Yeah. No, I posted a photo on my Instagram. You can check it out, Abby Jane Coleman, if you want.
Yes, and...
Is that about my photo that I posted?
It is about the photo.
See, this is... I didn't... There was only one photo taken. So I know that you always accuse me...
Sure.
Maddie, he always accuses me of posting a bad photo of him, and I don't. It's just that's what he looks like. I only got one photo taken, and I'm not asking you to take one for the team. This is not what I did.
Are you saying that she... Would you agree with her that she never posts photos where we look munted and she looks good?
Well, what she does is she... uses a photo where she looks the best regardless of anyone else
still in the room.
Her.
You can confirm that there was, in that role, how many photos were taken?
Just one.
Don't scroll.
Okay. Actually, Scotty, the social guy, we need to bring him in here because I got lots of comments on the Instagram and I appreciate that. Tag me at any time at Maddie Acton. Follow me. Great content on that.
Hey, you're doing it now.
Good for you.
I have a squinty eye in said photo and everyone has replied going, looking good, guys. Maddie, what have you been smoking? Hey, what's with the squinty eye, Maddie?
I'm really annoyed at that, actually.
Why?
It really took the focus off me.
And you were looking
you
good.
You do look good you in that photo.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way,
I'm not a sailor, so what are you complaining about?
Best pick I've ever seen of you guys. I look munted.
I had to wear that outfit, and I changed in the library.
Oh, yeah, the 80-year-olds who...
Yes. Do you know what it was like? There were... Knock, knock. It was...
Like a peep show?
No. There's a lady there getting changed. And I'm like, yes, I won't be one.
That's never happened here at the Maritime Museum.
So, you reckon there was only one photo?
Yes.
Social Scotty took
I took heaps more, and I didn't even
you
take
did
that
not
one. I took one from above you guys with the raft in the background, and that was
that?
All on your phone.
Then who took that, mate?
I don't know who took
and
that
I'm
one, but it wasn't
that tone.
Me.
Look, okay, this is going to shock you, this roll, so just be careful. Look
at God. Oh,
just bring up her camera roll just to prove. There.
Then you deleted them. I took heaps of you.
No, that's a girl who takes heaps. That was a selfie I took yesterday.
Oh, look in the recently deleted folder. Have you been in and cleaned up your deleteds yet? Keep an eye on that, Scotty. But she'll quickly delete her deleteds. Look in the delete. Give me your phone.
She's just got to check if she can go in there.
Deleted items.
Full of them. There is not. There is not.
Guilty as charged. You know what, though? I knew what you did.
No.
But you're lucky because I already know about my squinty eye Instagram. Because you can see it on there on the billboard. I've got the old squints. And the first time I recognize my squinty eye, it's when I smile. I get a bung eye.
I don't think it's that bad. I mean, no one was looking at you in that photo.
I don't think it's that bad either. I mean, come on. In all seriousness, look at me. No, look at me. So look at me. Don't look over there. Look at me. Look at me. I want to be honest here. Look at me. Don't look over there.
So I'm letting you know, I know I've got the squinty eye when I smile, but I also know what you did, Coleman.
No,
right?
Honestly, I'm looking through my deleted.
I know what you did.
Be honest, mate. No one's looking at us in the photo of her in a sailor's outfit, buddy.
No, it was pretty. Yeah, that's true.
Do you know?
Well, actually,
there was one other one. Oh, yeah, you look alright in that one.
Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
A little surprise for Stabby Boy. We've been working on this for a bit. He's a huge fan of David Duchovny, and this is how the chat went.
David Duchovny, welcome.
A piece of this.
You're not thinking of doing anything crazy, are you?
I said I love you forever. Come hell or high water.
Alrighty, this has really taken up a lot of our time over the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
Your birthday, Steph. Yeah.
It's your birthday month that has gone to the next month.
Yes. You turned 40 this year. We did a surprise party.
Mm-hmm.
You found out about it.
We had to cancel. And you said, really, there's only one thing I want for my birthday.
Alone time.
With a certain somebody.
All right, I've got some...
Oh, my God.
I've got some audio I'm going to play here. Yesterday on the show, we had your wife in, and we were talking about your hall pass.
Yes.
And these were the names that you threw up.
Who is Stav's hall pass?
I'm going to say Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn or David Duchovny?
He's in town.
I know.
He is, because he's got a new album.
He does. Every third thought. I can't talk.
Oh, no.
Every third thought.
Out.
Thank you. Yeah.
David Duchovny, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we are very good, sir. It is a pleasure to talk to you. Welcome to Brisbane.
I'm Stav's birthday surprise.
Yes.
Oh, that feels good.
Me too, David.
Are you Stav?
I'm Stav, yes. Hello, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Huge fan, and I love your music as well. I'm looking
Thank
forward
you.
To looking forward to the gig. You've had a few already through Australia, and it's been going really well, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, the crowds have been great, and the people are really friendly and really appreciative, and it's been a great tour so far. This is the last night tonight, so we're just going to try and bust it out tonight.
Knowing you as I do, sir, all the way back to the Red Diaries and everything, you being a singer wasn't something...
Oh, that is going...
Oh, all the way through. Californication, the whole thing.
Californication's my favourite, but yes.
But you and music, I never saw going hand in hand, to be honest.
No. Music was... I'd reach out my hand and music would run away from me. So it took a while.
How did you get into it?
It's happened in the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Wanted to learn to play guitar just to amuse myself. Actors have a lot of time in the trailer, a lot of downtime, so I wanted to just play guitar, and one thing led to another. I just started putting chords together and writing songs, and here I am going to be in Brisbane.
And now we have something in common because I'm actually a singer-songwriter myself.
Oh,
do you want to do this
no.
to David?
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
He's on iTunes, but I wouldn't say that makes him a singer, David.
Well, it's close. He's singer-adjacent.
Yes, thank you.
Now, the reason this song came about, David, is because Stav was just singing this in between the songs, like you, Kill Time,
and
on movie sets.
And he the guitar himself as well, like you, yeah.
And I said to him, God, how young were you when you wrote that song? And he said, 3 weeks ago.
can you play a little of it?
Oh, yes, we can.
That's why I'm on my knees begging you, come back, please. The only thing you left me when you left me was me. The only thing you left me when you left me was me.
Well, I will say this, that I never thought of rhyming me with me.
Oh!
I think that's pretty cool.
We bring that up all the time.
It does. Me does rhyme with me. It's true. And I never thought of it.
Yeah. Well, feel free to take it for your next album.
After that comment, I feel like... I think that...
For the next album.
You know what else rhymes with me?
He rhymes with me.
Yeah.
David Duchovny.
Yeah, does rhyme with Duchovny too.
So we held it together pretty well till that point. We did. Don't know about you. More with David Duchovny next.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
David Duchovny, welcome.
A piece of this?
You're not thinking of doing anything crazy, are you?
I said I'd love you forever, come hell or high water.
David Duchovny is on the air with us this morning. You know him from The X-Files, Californication, and a heap of acting stuff, but also he's a fantastic musician. DavidDuchovnyMusic.com is the place to go. Buddy, you do it all. What I loved about Californication was, because you directed that as well, didn't you?
Well, I would direct every first episode of the season. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to act. You know, there's just too much time away when you're directing. But I would do one a year.
Yeah, I loved how that was such a different series. And you, everyone, like, I remembered you from The X-Files, and then you became that character.
Sure.
And then you had the character who was the child on the nanny.
Yeah.
I forget her name, but just the way the show came together was incredible. You must have loved doing that.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, I was kind of, after The X-Files, I was kind of searching for a comedy and looking, you know, in the movies at that time, it was a lot of, like, man children, if you know what I mean, like Jim Carrey and Ben Stiller and even Steve Carell towards the end of it, and I think that I was looking for more like a 70s vibe, comedic aspect to it, and I couldn't find anything in film for that, but the Californication came around. I was like, that's the kind of film that maybe Warren Beatty might have did, the kind of series that Warren Beatty might have done, you know, back in the 70s, and that fit me better than the other stuff that was out there.
With the new season of The X-Files as well is amazing. I think it's up there with some of the classic.
We have to hear about episodes. It in detail after each one. Yes.
And one of my favorite episodes from the last season was Mulder and Scully meet the Wehrman, and that was one of, well, not of our own. He's from New Zealand, but Rhys Darby. What was it like working with him? Because he's amazing.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Flight of the Conchords, so when they told me that Rhys Darby was cast, I was very happy. And of course, I was horrible to work with because I just kept on asking him questions about Flight of the Conchords and asking him to sing Business Time and all that stuff.
So. I love that song.
That's a great song.
I wanted, when he came on set, I asked him to do a roll call.
Oh, of course. David, present.
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 David, you've got such a distinctive, beautiful voice, and I'm just trying to combine comparisons here with Stav as well, not about his voice, but his mum, I think your mum was born in Scotland, and his mum as well. Do you do a Scottish accent?
No, I'm really bad with accents. I can't really, no. But my mother, you know, I can say certain phrases that she said as I was growing up, like it's she would say it's right better than a steam hinder look.
What's that mean?
Well, that was her answer to any kind of question that I had if I was complaining about whatever was happening in my life, like if I didn't have the stuff that I wanted didn't have the food that I wanted. She would say it's right better than a steam in a look, which means it's better than getting a
clip around the ear. Clip around the ear. David. I understood, but
we wouldn't.
Which is pretty much the Scottish view of life, which is like as long as you're not being hit over the head with a rock, you shouldn't complain about anything.
That's true. I once read years ago, in all the many things I've read about you, every article that's
in
ever
the Shire.
Been printed. Were you up for the role of Neo in The Matrix, or is that not true?
Well, I met with the directors, and I don't know if I was up for it, but I did meet with the Wachowski brothers, and they were, you know, real visionaries, and I unfortunately didn't see it at the time, but I was wrong.
And of course, they're the Wachowski sisters now, the two directors that directed the Matrix. Right. They both transgendered.
Right. Quite amazing! Yeah. What an amazing story! What are amazing creative individuals.
I want to ask you, but you've got a tattoo on your finger, which you've never revealed the meaning of it.
A tattoo?
What's
a tattoo?
That's my Bogan way of saying a tattoo.
You got ink.
I got this question and one more, because I'm coming up to the airport.
Well, actually, I'm going to
make it a good one.
Well, I've got two questions, and it's Stav's interview.
Are you
able to reveal what it means? AYSF?
Yeah. No. Why would I reveal that now?
Yeah.
No.
To give us the exclusive.
Yeah. If I see Stev at the concert, I may tell him.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, are you sure you don't want the last question, Stev?
No, you take it. I've had
no promises. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
No promises.
There is a very famous pub here in Brisbane called the Normanby. It's hundreds of years old. It's for sale at the moment. It's on sale for $20 million. Now, it's the type of pub where nearly everyone in Brisbane has hooked up with someone.
Yep.
We want to buy it.
Right.
We've asked our listeners. Right. We're at $142,000. Do you want to
be... you're almost there.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, we're almost there. We're just wondering, would you like to contribute and be a shareholder?
So close. I would not, but thank you. I mean,
Come on.
Thank you for thinking of me.
No, anytime.
Yeah, we were going to call it AYSF, but we won't then.
We won't do that.
Oh, in that case, you got 50 Australian coming your way.
Love it. We'll take that.
I'll take that.
Thank
you. Nobody calls this Scotsman cheap.
DavidDuchovnyMusic.com is your website. Your new album, Every Third Thought. Thanks for calling in, mate.
Yeah. So, Stav, I want you to come introduce yourself tonight.
Okay, I will do that, sir.
All right. I'll see you guys later. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, David.
Thank you
pleasure.
So much.
Tell him you
take
love
care.
Him.
I love you, David. Right. I love you, David. Oh, he hung up.
Oh, he did!
He's like, don't come and say hi to me now.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, we're going to play Alpha Bucks on Monday. It will be the 5th of March, 8 a.m. It's worth $10,000. Here is your letter to help you get a head start.
W for Walter. Or Water.
God, Walter's an old man's name, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's going to come around. Like George. Remember George used to be an old man's name.
Yeah, but you've got George Clooney bringing that one back. There's no hot Walters.
There will be.
Yeah.
If you are a hot Walter, send us a selfie.
Do you want to have a baby and go, well, he's hot, I got to call him Walter?
No, but you know what I mean. There must be some sort of, you know, system for it, like a hot Walter system.
You didn't, did you?
I did.
If you want, because we pre-record this, I can delete that.
No, I
think it's up to you. I'll let it to your call.
No, he likes it. I think he likes it. You can't delete something that's brought him so much humour.
All right, back to the podcast.
I just called him Reem instead.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. We make it even easier now to take the $10,000 home because from 6 a.m. every half hour, we give away an answer. I really hope today's player has been listening all morning so they win this money.
We're about to find out from Boondall. Marsha, morning.
Good morning.
Have you been listening all morning to get some of the answers?
Oh, yeah, it's been 6 o'clock.
Well done, Marsha.
Then this is going to be exciting, hon. You know how it works. $50 for each correct answer. Say pass. If you can't think quickly, you might have time to come back. And each answer needs to start with the letter you're about to be given. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Marsha, your letter for this morning is A for Australia.
Yep.
And your time starts when I finish the first question. Name a vegetable.
Asparagus.
Name a piece of furniture.
Armchair.
Name an ocean.
Ocean. Airy?
Name a luxury car brand.
Pass.
Name a 90s band group.
Airy.
Name a star sign.
Aries.
Name a sport.
Pass.
Name a fit.
I got $150.
Yeah.
$150. Well done, hun. I think that the answer you got given confused you, you poor thing. You probably weren't even born then. But, a 90s band group was not Aries. It could have had Ace of Base or Aqua or Atomic Kitten. Yeah. And for an ocean, Atlantic Ocean. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And a sports, you could have had archery or aerobics.
I didn't even think of that.
No, I know. But $150. Well done.
Thank you.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Have you guys ever been schooled by your kids? Because I was really excited. I've been waiting for this parenting moment to just say a certain comment.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it and it didn't have the reaction I was hoping. And it's because I got a call from before school care saying that my son was sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you got to believe them.
Isn't it annoying? Like, oh, my kid's sick. That is going to ruin my day.
And you know, I did. I had so much on.
How sick?
Well, I said, how sick? Can he stay until I get there at 10 o'clock? Mm. And they're like, yeah, you can come and get him. He's got a stomachache.
Right.
And I was like, oh, see, stomachaches he gets when he doesn't want to do something.
Yeah, right. Mm.
But they said, well, he doesn't really normally complain.
Is it PE?
No.
Sorry, sir.
So I went to go and pick him up, and the face looked at me, and he was so cute. And I was like, you okay? He's like, yeah, he's okay. And I was like, all right. And I said, thank you to them. And they said, he never normally complains. And he said that he threw up in his mouth, and it scared him. I was like, that's fine. So we're walking out, and I said to him, Finny, are you really sick? And he goes, well. And I went, oh. Okay. And he goes, no, I'm thinking about it now. I should have just gone. I'm sorry, but it's just they called you. So I think they called him, and he was sitting there, and he just felt like he had to go along with it.
Yeah, right.
So I got in the car. I was like, okay. And I had to make a few phone calls to cancel things. And he goes, Mum. And I said, yes, Finn. And he goes, are you angry? And I went, I'm not angry, Finn. I'm just disappointed.
Were you passively aggressively cancelling things in front of your child?
No, he just picks up on that. Right. No, I honestly wasn't. And no, because I was trying to be polite to strangers. So no, not at all.
Was that the first time you'd said that to him? I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
First time I've said it. Wow. I was like, it's going to have such an impact.
Yeah.
And I just, it's silent. I was like, yeah, it's silent. And he goes, that's dumb. So what do you mean that's dumb? And he goes, well, it's just disappointment or displease. It's really just a form of anger. So no, it's not. It's not. Like, I'm not angry with you. I'm just disappointed. He goes, it's the same thing. Like, it's just you use a different tone. You're still annoyed with it. It's still a bad feeling. I was like, yeah, okay. And I was like, oh, it just really annoyed me. And then it made it even worse because I picked up our other son, and my other son's obsessed with planets. And he was, like, trying to work out which is the biggest planet.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, let me Google.
It's Jupiter.
Yes, Finn said that. Mm. And he goes, what's the next one?
Saturn.
Yeah. Keep going down the list because I didn't know them and he did. And it just, I don't want to be scored.
Uranus.
Yes. Keep going.
No, I just had to say Uranus. Did you have to? You don't have a choice.
Have you ever been schooled by your kid where they start teaching you things
and you feel
like you've got this, like, adult, like, I'm an adult, and then all of a sudden they just make you feel so small?
In America, we were threatening with everything, right? Mm. When we went there for Christmas, we were going to Disneyland. And I said the whole lead up to Disneyland, said to Xander, our 3-year-old, was always, if you don't behave, we're not going to go to Disneyland. I'll rip the tickets up. I'll cancel it. We're not going. One day, he turns around, looks me in the eye, and he goes, you keep saying that. But you haven't cancelled it.
Wow.
He is 3.
Wow.
So he's worked out himself. Yeah. We've flown all the way here to America to do this trip.
Yeah.
I know that you know you're not cancelling Disneyland.
Yeah.
I'm not changing my behaviour, champion.
Brilliant. My daughter once looked at me and said, Daddy, life is just doing stuff every day until you die.
Oh, that's deep.
Correct, honey.
Do you want to go to the park?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
We want to know, when have you been schooled by a child? I did. My son's always schooling me. Mm. I got to go back to school so I can be more intelligent.
Starting at grade 1.
Yeah. He's just got more sass than what I expected.
Miss Coleman, you're going to have to repeat. I'm sorry.
We have Rhonda who's joined us. 131060 if you want to get in on this.
All right. Help us, Rhonda. What have you got?
So the other day when it was raining, I said to my daughter, oh, I love the smell of rain. And she turns around and says, you know, Mummy, it's not the smell of rain. It's the water hitting the dust in the air.
Oh.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I Googled it. It's true.
Really?
The water hitting the dust and the bacteria in the air that makes the smell of rain.
Bacteria smells good.
Can you tell your daughter that she's just schooled all of us as well?
I know. So every time it rains now, I think of what she said.
Yeah. But see, the benefit they've got is they've only been told this stuff like yesterday. Whereas we got told...
Well, why weren't we told anything at school?
We were. We've just forgotten it. Who's going to remember that it's the dust in the rain?
I think I would. That's a pretty interesting fact.
Jacqueline, you're on from Tambourine. When did your kids school you?
My little girl, Lorelei, she loved that you called your daughter that.
Mm-hmm.
So we were driving past the hospital she was born in, and we said to her, if you keep being naughty, we'll send you back in there. And she's like, good, I might get parents I like.
Whoa, boom.
Oh.
Boom, bitty boom.
a special caller coming in. I believe this is Stab's mum.
Oh, hey, mum.
Hi, Anne.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. What's going on?
About
2 o'clock in the morning when we were living in Ardrossan. Sharon got up and woke me up. Mum, it's raining in the bedroom. I said, don't be silly, go back to bed. So she's poking me, Mum, it's raining in the bedroom. So eventually I got up and I went in and there was a hole in the bedroom and you were sound asleep. And she stood there. I was crying because I didn't know what to do. She was about 4 here. She put her hands on her hips and said, you're not helping, you're only making it wetter. That established the relationship that I've got with my daughter, and it's still like that.
She's got sass, Sharon
and,
has.
Stav, when I'm on the radio, Mum, come on, keep it professional.
What did you say, Stuart?
Yeah, she said Stuart.
Stuart.
She'll never call me Stav.
Won't she?
No.
We
can change it to
then.
Stuart, yeah.
Stuart, Abby and Matt.
Okay, I'd be down with that.
No. It's a bit long, actually, yeah. Chloe, in Narangba, when have you been schooled by a child?
My son, when he was about 2, was playing with some little toy dinosaurs and someone said to him, oh, do you know this one? And I was like, nah. And he goes, it's a Parasaurolophus. And I was like, what? A what? And had to Google it. And, yep, he was right because I had no idea what that even was.
Yeah, it is with the kids and dinosaurs. They learn them and they know them, all the weird ones. Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. And then we lose that ability. That's a
big one. Yeah. That one's a meat eater.
It's not a T-Rex.
I had to Google it and say the dinosaur with the scoop thing on its head, trying to figure out what name it was.
You know what my wife always says to our eldest son, who's now 16, who continues to try and school us, but now it's not cute. It's just rude.
Yeah.
She reminds him that one day she used to wipe his bum for him. He does not like that. And he sits down really? Very quietly. Yeah.
Well, then say this next time, Ethan. One day I'm going to have to do it for you.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Snoop Dogg has someone who travels with him everywhere he goes with a road case.
No.
Opens up said road case.
No.
And there's a deep fryer in there.
Didn't we speak to him about that? They said they're not sure.
We've never spoken to Snoop Dogg.
We spoke to a friend of his.
Nah.
Martha Stewart.
He said that he doesn't think anyone's there to cook anything for him, but there is something to roll. He thinks he's
of
got
course.
A roller.
Oh, he's into
it
sushi.
No, it's legal over
loves,
in California.
Loves the sushi. Yeah.
And after you roll up, you get hungry. So I'm going to stick to the fact he has a deep fryer and a chicken chef with him everywhere he goes. Snoop Dogg on R&B Friday. Stav, Abby and Matt.
Very specific.
Finishing the week, hey? I made a mistake. A friend of mine's coming from interstate and she said to me, oh, don't worry about it. I know you're busy. I'll just get transport to your house. And I went, no. You're a good friend. I'm going to do the airport pickup.
Must be a good friend.
Family wouldn't do it for, but
no,
a friend.
No, get your own way.
Very
you know
few
it,
people I'll do an airport pickup for.
She said, hon, I appreciate it so much. And she gave me a call back. She said, he's sure. I'm flying into the Gold Coast.
Oh.
Ooh.
So I'm going to be travelling down the M1 today to go to the Gold Coast because she's a good friend. Thanks. But no thanks. She better have bought like airport chocolates or donuts or something.
She won't. Speed cameras. I understand why we have them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say everyone who's listening to us in a car right now, don't speed.
No, check what you're going.
Never speed. But you know, sometimes,
but?
Especially... No, no but. When... yes, a little but. Okay, a little but. You know, Milton Road, for instance, it's very hilly. You're coming along, you get to the top. Cruising along and you get up to 65, you're like, oh, I better just tap the brakes a little. And there's the speed trap at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
I understand the speed traps, and now they're not in big vans, so you notice them. There was a big flash ute or something yesterday.
And they're not there for revenue. That was for your safety, Matthew.
So I would say don't put them at the bottom of hills. If I am speeding on a flat, I'll cop it. But a hill? No. Thanks. But no thanks. Be reasonable.
Imagine if they hear this. Well, let's take Matty Acton's speed thing out of the mail. No, he's right with that.
I don't know if it got me or not.
Hey there, toilet paper. You are a necessary evil, but we do tend to buy you in bulk. Wilton rolls of like what do you do? Like
24.
Eight? Yeah. Oh no, because you know you're going to use it. But that, by default, always, every time. Ruins my one trip from the boot to the house with all the groceries because you can't stuff the 25-pack under your arm after you've already put all the groceries in your fingers. And let's be honest, your pinky's already turning blue and you might lose that bad boy if you don't get upstairs fast enough.
What about your mouth? It's bite it.
Yeah.
And then you've got to shut the boot with your foot or your head sometimes. We'll do anything to get one trip. Thanks, but no thanks.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, that's the show. We're done. Extra business. Don't forget, actually, what we really want you guys to do, we've had a few reviews come through on the podcast where they've just given us stars. If you're listening, if you give us a rating, make sure you put a comment in as well. We want to read them out on air, even if it's just a shout out to someone or to you. You want us to say your name, anything, birthdays, we'll get them in there. Earlier in the podcast at the start, we were talking about something that there was a note or something from Stav that was going to be read out here.
No, well, we were just saying how we really like our job. And I do. I love working with you guys.
I'm not shitting you. This is my favourite show I've worked on out of all the shows I've been
on. Totally. Same. And I have to, I honestly mean that because Stav and I, you would say, like, you're like one of my best friends.
One of?
Well, you're my best friend. Like, Maddie, you know that we get along really well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You have an interesting relationship, the two of you.
Okay.
You are very close friends, but it's like...
He's going to say I mother you or something.
You've actually now... It's like a marriage, a sexless marriage, and you are veering towards a mother figure.
Well, get your relationship with your real mother back on track. No, because I...
Case in point!
No, we get along really well, but I found something yesterday when I was going through some notes, and I went to go and see a life coach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I went to go and see a life coach because, true fact, I didn't like working with him.
Right.
So we weren't getting along well.
That was only Wednesday, wasn't it? When you left early.
And, you know, I had on there.
Day.
I had on there, pretend that each day is Stav's last. And that's what she taught me, to come to work and just pretend that each day was the last day I'm going to work with him. Because you always appreciate everything on your last day, don't you? Because you don't care anymore.
Exactly. Well, you always, as Kesha says... Someday these will be the good old days.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're having trouble with anyone at work or anything like that, you just imagine this is your last time.
What else did it say?
No, I think that was about it. Well, you admit we weren't getting along great.
I thought we were.
No, you didn't. You said I wasn't peaches and cream, you said.
See, this is where the relationship's weird because you've told him the truth. He's too scared to tell you the truth.
No, we weren't getting along well.
No, we weren't getting along well.
What were you fighting over?
Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
No, I don't know.
Awkward.
It's fantastic. I'm loving it. This is why this is my favourite show to work on.
Yeah, no, we had a rough patch.
So,
yeah,
we did have a rough patch. Because you guys have been working together for how long?
70
and a half years.
Okay. So,
8 years, 7 years, yeah.
So in 7 years from now, if we're all together, which one of you is going to say, do you know that I used to have today is the last day
that I'll be working with Matt? Stab.
No.
I won't be around. You're the one that keeps staying on.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll go, hey, guys, 7 years ago I worked with this team and I had this note saying, just pretend. And then, fuck me, one day it was. And it was the best day of my life. Which brings me to my next point.
You guys need to pack your shit. I love you both.
I love you.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye.
Stab, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.